All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to jump in.
Awesome. Today, we're tackling something pretty fascinating and I think really important. Alternative dispute resolution, or ADR for those in the know.
ADR, yeah. It's all about finding ways to resolve disagreements outside the courtroom, which, let's face it, can be a real headache sometimes.
Huge headache. And, you know, it's more common than you might think, but what's really got our attention today is this new initiative focused on getting more women involved in ADR.
Absolutely, a crucial step forward. And it's all happening within this organization, the American Arbitration Association International Center for Dispute Resolution.
The AAAICDR. Bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Basically, they're the heavy hitters in the ADR world. They set the standards, provide the resources, make sure everything's running smoothly.
Okay, so like the rulemakers and the referees for this whole ADR system.
You got it.
So help me understand then, why is this new program specifically for women so important in the world of ADR? I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, think about it this way. Important decisions are being made in ADR, but if a whole bunch of voices are missing from the table, are those decisions truly the best they can be?
Right. So it's about more than just fairness. It's about getting the best possible outcomes.
Exactly. And right now we're seeing a real lack of women in ADR, especially in leadership roles.
So tell me more about this new program. It's called the AAAICDR Women Panelist Resource Group, right?
That's the one, and they're really trying to make a difference.
What are they actually doing to address this imbalance?
Okay, so this initiative is spearheaded by these three incredible women, Diana Cruz, Saloni Mavani, and Sasha S. Phillip. And they're tackling the issue on multiple fronts. You know, Mavani, she's an attorney, and she's talked about how, in her experience, women are just vastly underrepresented.
Yeah, that's what really jumped out at me from the research, too, that sense of isolation that so many women in this field feel.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine being the only woman in the room. It can be intimidating, you know? Mm. You might not feel as comfortable speaking up, or people might not take your contributions as seriously.
It can be so easy to feel like your voice doesn't matter.
Exactly. And that's a huge loss, both for the women themselves and for the field as a whole.
So how is the AAAICDR combating that feeling of isolation through this new program?
Well, they've got a three-pronged approach, which I think is really smart. First, they're offering specialized programming tailored to the needs of women in ADR.
I like that. So specific training and resources that address the unique challenges women might face.
Exactly. Then they're creating more networking opportunities, getting women together to connect, share their experiences, and build those relationships, which are so vital.
There's power in numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing you're not alone in this can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. And the third element, which I think is particularly crucial, is their mentorship program. They're pairing up experienced women in ADR with those who are just starting out.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, one of the women behind this initiative, Diana Cruz, talked about the importance of mentorship, especially in a field as complex as arbitration. It makes so much sense.
Think about it. Having someone who's been there, done that, to guide you through the ins and outs, to offer advice, to help you navigate tricky situations, it's invaluable.
It's like having a personal Sherpa on your ADR journey.
Exactly. And, you know, Cruz actually said, and this really stuck with me, she said, a good mentor will convert into your biggest cheerleader.
I love that quote because it speaks to the potential for these relationships to be so much more than just professional guidance. They can be genuinely supportive and empowering.
And that's what's so powerful about this initiative. It's not just about filling quotas. It's about creating a more inclusive and supportive environment where women can thrive.
Absolutely. You know, another key point that Sasha S. Phillip brought up was the importance of diversity of thought in ADR.
Right. And that's a crucial point to remember. It's not just about having more women at the table for the sake of representation. It's about recognizing that different perspectives lead to better outcomes.
So it's not just about fairness. It's about effectiveness, too.
Exactly. When you have people with different backgrounds, different experiences, different ways of looking at the world coming together to resolve a dispute, you're more likely to come up with a solution that's truly fair and just.
You're more likely to consider all the angles, all the nuances. And I think that's a concept that extends far beyond the world of ADR, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. This idea that diversity of thought leads to better outcomes, I mean, that applies to every area of our lives.
Think about decision making. In businesses, in communities, even in our own families.
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about this initiative. It has the potential to be a model for other fields. If we can create a more inclusive and diverse environment in ADR and see positive results, that strengthens the case for doing the same thing everywhere.
It's a powerful ripple effect. And I think it's a call to action for all of us to think about how we can promote inclusion and diversity in our own spheres of influence.
Absolutely. So just to recap, we've learned about this amazing program, the AAA ICDR Women Panelist Resource Group, designed to empower women in the world of ADR. It's clear that this initiative has the potential to make a real difference, not just within this field, but in society as a whole.
And that brings us to a final thought-provoking question. If greater diversity really does lead to better outcomes in dispute resolution, what could we achieve in other fields if we embrace that same principle? I mean, think about it. In business, science, politics, even the arts.
What amazing innovations and breakthroughs might be possible if we truly valued and harnessed the power of diverse perspectives? That's something I'd love for you all to think about.
That's an incredible point to leave us on. And if you're as fascinated by this as we are, we encourage you to check out the ICDR website, learn more about their work, about this initiative. We've only scratched the surface here.
Definitely. There's so much more to discover.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See ya.